says that I realized we hadn't even gotten the Gemara to the Mishnah, so let's just spend a minute and get to the Mishnah. We were on Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet, and there was a total tangent. Remember, we had a stira from Lo Yolin Chelev Lo Yolin Labokers and Achag Pesach on the Asay to Hashlama. And we answer that, and then as a tangent of that, just like 10, 12 lines for the Mishnah, Rabbi Rav for the Rav, Siv, Lo Yolin Laboker Zeva Chag HaPesach, you can't leave the Emurim of the Chag HaPesach overnight. Laboker Lo Yolin, you can't leave it overnight, or Kolai Lo Yolin, but during the night, you can leave them, and then you'll leave them at night, like the normal rule of Hector Chalavin. Ah, V'Aktiva L'Shabbos V'Shabbato, V'Lo Olat Chol V'Shabbat V'Lo Echol V'Yomtov. Ah, but mitzad kodshim, it's fine to be makter the imurim of the Pesach all night long. But mitzad melacha, it's aser because ola Shabbos Shabbat. So you're only allowed to bring a Shabbos carbon, do melacha for Shabbos carbon on Shabbos. A chol carbon is not doch a Shabbos, and likewise a chol carbon is not doch a yomtiv. So since your dalet is chol, how can you all night long be makter the chelav of the carbon Pesach? After all, it's melacha on yomtiv. This pasuk lo yodin laboker zerach hagapasach can only be fulfilled to erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos. The kelvi Shabbos can be yontif. The normal rule is that Shabbos is more important than yontif. Therefore, the leftover chelav from a Shabbos carbon is doche yontif, and that's when you can do it all night. But in the morning, it becomes possible. Just because the chelav of Shabbos brought on Yom Tov on Shabbos, we're going to get up and say this pasuk. We need to be talking about every year. Yes, okay, the pro, leave the pasuk alone. The ego dachuk, it will force itself. The mokim and the nafshei on itself. And yes, the pasuk forces us to interpret it this way. It's a dachuk shot in the pasuk. But we have realized that the pasuk was accepted. Okay, going on to the mission. HaPesach sheshachtu shelo l'shmo. Pesach that you shech shelo l'shmo. The kibel behilech bazar shelo l'shmo. The world will explain that means, right, the world will say means, or he was shechtu shelo l'shmo, or he was makapa v'dam, bought the dam from the neck of the animal, and he shari shelo l'shmo, or he lech he carried the shelo l'shmo, or the dam is or Malacha, generally, if you did a bad machshava in one of those malachas, it would possible most karbanos. So if you do one of those, then it is possible. The main point of our Mishnah is holy smoke, holy smoke, slow, slow, slow. The limitation of one first, the other first, possible. Okay, the Gemara will deal with the idea of the mixture, the year of Kabanos of the Shlomo Shlomo Shmo, but the Mishnah starts out with the Rapasha that at least if you're just discussing Shlomo Shmo, Pesach Shlomo Shmo is possible. So that reminds us of the first Mishnah in Sivachim, which introduces the concept of Shlomo Shmo, and the general halacha is that unlike our Mishnah, any carbon you shecht or to one of the other three malachos of the dam, shalol l'shmo is kosher, but it doesn't count to fulfill the obligation of the owner. Meaning it's kosher, but the owner has to bring another one if he was obligated. Except for Pesach and Chatas, Pesach is man of Pesach during the time when it's a carbon Pesach, because outside the time it's a shlomen. And chatas at any time, so it's always a chatas. If you bring a pesach or a chatas, shelo l'shmo, pasul le gamri. Okay, that is one uniqueness. I technically, it's not a uniqueness because there are two of them. That makes it not unique. But that is one a special characteristic of a pesach. That pesach and chatas are the only two karbanos which are pasul le gamri for shelo l'shmo, which is again the whole world will be the technicalities of what he meant first, what he meant second. But the basic principle is that Pesach, like Chatos, if you shecht or do one of the unlock shul l'shmo, it is pasul. Why is is that? The simple shot is the, I guess, most defensible, perhaps only defensible, and simplest shot is because all of the other karbanos, the aspect of just bringing a karban to Hashem is more primary, and the specific usage of that karban is less central to its identity. You know, an ola is a karban that is also an ola. Shlom is a karban that is also a shlomim. An asham is a karban that is also an asham, etc. As opposed to Pesach and Chatas, which have very, very specific identities. And if they accomplish, if you are trying to use them to accomplish their specific identities, then you are, it's not from Sukkot, just the logic behind it seems to be, Chatas needs to be mechaper this chet. I know Asham also has to do with being mechaper chet. And as a matter of fact, the Shita of Eliezer, this is a country general topic, he holds that all laws of Chatas apply to Asham, based on the rule Kechatas to Asham from, you know, A to Z. We assume not that way, that Asham and Chatas are both come to atone for sins, but an Asham is treated really more like the other Karbanos. There's nothing special about it. It's not a, you know, you bring it to make up for a sin, but it itself is not a cleansing agent like Chatas. Okay, so an Asham, even Shalom Lishmo, you will still be Yotze because you're bringing a Karban to Hashem. A Chatas has to be specifically to cleanse this sin. If it's not worth to cleanse a sin, it is worthless. You have no justification for bringing it whatsoever. Likewise, a Karban Pesach has to be specifically for Pesach. It is not a general Karban. So these are both unique Karbanos, which have to be brought for their unique Kiyom. If you take away their identity, then you are postulating them. Okay, that is something which is not unique about Karban Pesach. The question is, we want to ask if there's something unique about Karban Pesach. And here we have a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Because the Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim that it doesn't say this in the Mishnah, but it says in the Gemara, right at the beginning of Zvachim, more than one time, Chatos Shachol Shem Ola Psula, Shachol Shem Chulin Shera. Okay, I'm reading from Daf Gimel. If you shech the chatas l'shem chulin, it is kosher. The Rambam brings that down in Hilchos. Maasei Akarbanos per tesvav, which is the psul of shalom l'shma, says the Rambam. Not psulim kosher. I don't remember what I said. Per tesvav. Yeah, Psulim doesn't tesvav. He starts with the rule of that Shalom Lishma is Lo Alishin Chova, Bechatas, and Pesach, it's Bosel. And then he says, that when it comes to the Chatas, he says, sorry, why were you Machra Bechatas and Pesach? Right, because the Torah had special drushos about them. They should eat only Makasim, but because it was more machmor in them, it's by chatzet, shachro, salt, lechatas, l'shem chatas, etc. By Pesach, it says, the asisa Pesach, you have to do it l'shem Pesach, and zevach Pesach, you have to do zevach l'shem Pesach. Fine. Chatas, she shachro, l'shem zevach acher, is psul, l'kosh, v'yarno, and shachro, l'shem kul, and raise up, shem, rav, also, l'bailim. Chatas, l'shem kul, and is kosher. That is the Rambam, Pasuk, the Gemara, no chiddush. The Gemara explains what's the logic of that. It says the mina machir ba gula mina lo machir ba. Something similar to it can ruin it. Chatos shem ola, the ola is sort of similar in the same playing field as chatos, so ruins it. Chatos shem ola is so far away that it's nothing. It's like, what if I say chatos shem banana? At a certain point, that becomes meaningless because it's not really another option, and therefore it doesn't ruin it. And the Gemara touches this from Sukkim. On Daf Yud Alfa Beis, it says, the Gemara Darshan, someplace here in the sugya, that the Lord Aluish got shaven in Israel, Kachim mechalim, kachim vein chulim mechalim, kachim. Okay, kachim mechalim chulim ken. That's a very pashut halacha. What about everything else? What about Karban Pesach? So Tosfos in the beginning of Tzvachim, that I put here in the Makoros, in the context of a whole discussion, Tosfos discussing Chilul is mashma psul gomer. In the court's attention discussion, Chilul means totally puzzled. Ah, don't we darsh the Gemara that kach mechalim kachim, oh, and gimel and bits, ve'en chul mechalim kachim, lo mifsul kach. Ah, we say kach mechalim kachim and chulin aren't. So what does that mean? That means for ol and shlamin, kachim make them not ol and shem chol and chulin don't. He says, no, you know what? Here's the relevant part of ours. You know when we say kach mechalim kachim, but the shem chulin is not mechalim? Says Tosos. Ashayich ben chilo lo mishem pesach mechatas. Ah, that's only a Pesach and Chatas. Meaning the line of Kachim Mechalim Kachim, Bein Chulim Mechalim Kachim, L'shem Kachim Achirim is possible, L'shem Chulim is Kosher, referring to Pesach and Chatas. So Tosos equates Pesach and Chatas, which what we all would have done in Estam. Why not equates Pesach, right? Chatas, L'shem Chulim is Kosher. What about Pesach, L'shem Chulim? So Tosos, Zvachim, Beis, Amen, Aleph, says Kosher. Why? Because he says the drasha of kachim mechalim kachim ein chulim mechalim kachim is referring to Pesach and Chatas. In the Gemara, it only says Chatas. But Chatas, for example, it's also Pesach. Why would there be any difference? And the Rambam surprises us out of the clear blue with no obvious source in Shas. Says the Rambam in Peretz of Alach Yud Aleph, Ha Pesach sheshachto machshev shina Hashem. Bein sheshino shmo l'shem tzedach acher, bein sheshino l'shem chulin, pasol, shem ha-reverk, zeh ha-pesach l'ashem. Okay, says Rambam, very clearly, unequivocally, Pesach, whether you change it, l'shem some other carbon, Pesach l'shem shlomit, Pesach l'shem olam, Pesach l'shem chatas, or you did Pesach l'shem chulin, is pasol, unlike chatas. So the Rambam, not only is Pesach like Chatas in some ways, that it's special compared to the other Kachin, the Rambam and Pesach unique. Unlike Chatas and everything else, it's the only carbon that is possible through Shekel Hashem Kulin. Then the question becomes, why do we have this strange phenomenon that Pesach Hashem Kulin is possible, even though Chatas, which seems to have an equal level of Chumrah Hashem Kulin, is Kosher, and, you know, what does that mean? What does that mean for us? Okay, I'm tempted to say a lot of Shatim, which are contradicted by other Rambams. What I am tempted to say is a lot of things are being contradicted by one other Rambam, which is on the sheet. I'm going to share with you what I'm tempted to say. There's a famous Hakira in the, it's mostly in the, famous in the Grizz, in the stencil from the beginning of Zvachim, and in the Chibur, in right here, in Kartesvah, of Psulim Kedushin. What's the Psul of Shalol Lishmo? Is the problem that Shalol Lishmo is a posel? Shalol Lishmo is a Psul? Or that you need Lishma? Seems like a good risk of Hakira. Is it that Shalol Lishma apostles, or that you need Lishma? Positive need for Lishma. And we'll be tempted to say, well, maybe that's exactly the difference in Pesach and everything else. Everything else, Shalol Lishma is a psul. Meaning, if you mess up the identity of the carbon, that apostles it. If you mess up, that apostles it. But if you do L'shem Chulin, that's not considered messing up, because it's so far away that it's a joke. Again, just, imagine that, a Wahyu Rosh Yeshiva, said something that sounded like, a Wahyu Rosh Yeshiva was seen sitting in a cafe, I don't want to get to politics. Okay. Imagine that, a Ger Dayan was found, schmoozing with a, Rav Shaul Alter Rav. He'd be fired immediately.
Is it a
I meant none of our politics. No politics that we care about. Imagine he was seen chatting, he was seen talking to a Christian. I don't know, I don't particularly care because, you know, what do we think? Like, he's clearly not a Christian. But you never know. He might be going over to the other sect of your Hasidus, et cetera, et cetera. We can all think of examples. We can all think of examples on our own. The point is, Chulin is so far away that you're not really changing into Chulin. It's just a joke. It's just empty words. It's just silliness. As opposed to really doing a Shalom L'shma. So there's no salt. You just said silliness. You haven't actually changed it into something else. However, by Korban Pesach, it's not just a negative social L'shma. You have a positive need for L'shma. So even if you do it L'shem Chulin, since you have a positive need for L'shma, you don't have L'shma. You might not have Shalom L'shma, but you can say you have L'shma if you check L'shem Chulin. And then that would be a very, very fundamental distinction. By every other Korban, there is just a negative social L'shma. But by Korban Pesach, there's a positive condition of L'shma. Perhaps. Now the problem is that I just don't think that's true because of Halacha Aleph. I don't think it's true. Because what do we learn in Halacha Aleph? There's a circulating around. I'm not saying what could be according to another day in the Sukkah. I'm saying what could be according to the Rambam. Right? There's a Sukkah later on of whether Akira B'tal was Shmei Akira or not. What if you mistakenly do Shalom Shema? Is that possible or not? We know. If I mistakenly buy something, it doesn't count. It's a Mekah Tos. If I mistakenly marry a woman, it doesn't count. That's Mekah Tos. If I mistakenly take a Shlua, that doesn't count. A lot of things don't count if you do them by mistake. So what if you do Shalom L'shma by mistake? So the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, "Bemedvar mum she'akashem av zevach b'zoto." When is it a problem? Only if you change the L'shma on purpose. But if you just made a mistake, meaning, it's not that I wanted to change the Ula L'shma. Akir B'tos. I made a mistake. I thought this was a Shlomo. So I shefted L'shem Shlomo, and I didn't realize it was an Ola. I didn't purposely change anything. I had a Shalom L'shma B'tos. So is that Chal or not? Paskin the Rambam. So Achlokes in the Gemara. Paskin the Rambam. V'askel v'zeh L'shem Shlomo. Also by L'shem Chova. It still counts. It's not puzzle. There's no problem. In other carbonos, it counts for your chova. V'chein mechad zon pesach. Shasam machshav shino she b'tos. Shevrim. Likewise, the carbon pesach is kosher and chadas. Even carbon pesach, if you're okay, if you mistakenly do pesach shalom l'shma, it's still kosher. Right? As the Rambam concludes, Shakir b'tos ain't akira. So there, I think that's a proof that I don't think you can get out of this proof. The Rambam says, if I mistakenly bring pesach, change something else. I mistakenly bring Pesach Shalom L'shma. I mean, I do Pesach to change Shalom by mistake, not on purpose. So what's the rule? Just like Mekach Tos doesn't count by mistake, just like Shvua B'Tos doesn't count by mistake because it's a mistake, Shalom L'shma B'Tos doesn't count. So therefore, my Shalom L'shma doesn't count, and it doesn't possible, and it's still kosher. But clearly, these are the positive requirements of L'shma. Because if I do Pesach to change Shalom, even if it was a mistake, I might not have negatively possible because a Tos doesn't count. But I didn't positively bring it to Shema. So it seems clear from the Rambam that you don't need a positive Lishma even in Korban Pesach. Yes? And stand by Korban Pesach is not the reason I didn't bring that up, is because it's not 100% clear in the Rambam what he holds. It's not 100% clear in the Rambam what he holds. If I needed to, maybe I would have been willing to say puzzle, even though it doesn't sound that way. But he doesn't. We don't know. Meaning, that's not a fact. That's not a rock we can build on. But you would think. I mean, it's obvious to me. If Akir B'Tos is kosher, then Stam also has to be kosher. How's Akir B'Tos better than Stam?
I mean, Stam is positive. Akir Loshen and therefore he wants Stam to be positive.
Okay. No, I was trying to say that maybe you could rescue my temptation. As it were, by saying that since Akira B'Tos is not Akira, therefore I didn't really mean it. Since I didn't really mean it, I'm shefting it Stam. And when I'm shefting it Stam, my Stam, as it were, let's say my Stam Kavan is to sheft everything for the right reason. You know, unless it's sheft everything for the right reason. I made a mistake. I really wanted to sheft meaning when I shechted this carbon pesach the wrong way by mistake, what I really meant was, oh, I think this, I'm shechting the same shalom, that's what I think it is. Of course, I really want to shecht everything for the right reason. So really, you could say there's a positive lishma, even though it's a very abstract positive lishma, as opposed to the shame chul, and we're really changing it. Okay, so Noah is raft rescuing. Okay, that needs a lot more eon, but let's try to analyze this a little bit then. Says why. So you could give a very, very fundamental explanation, which is that the nature of Lishma by Pesach is fundamentally different than the nature of Lishma even by Chatas, right? so you could say a very fundamental chiluk that Shelo Lishma is posel b'shar kodshim, but Tzarich Lishma Lahakshir Pesach. Right? Shelo Lishma is posel, but you need a Lishma Lahakshir Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach needs to be Lishma. Every other Karban just shouldn't be Shelo Lishma. And Lishem Chulin is not Shelo Lishma, but it's also not Lishma. Okay, I was a little skeptical about that because of Akir B'Talos, because you have to explain that Akir B'Talos counts as positive Lishma. Maybe you could do that because in the back of my mind, it's, you know, it's a latent positive Lishma. In the back of my mind, I'm really thinking that I just want this carbon to be Lishem what it's supposed to be. I just made a mistake. But I really want it to be Lishem what it's supposed to be. As opposed to when I do Lishem Chulin, where I'm really trying to mess it up just in a silly way. So that's one possibility. You need a positive Lishma, in which case perhaps a lot of the demon of Lishma by Pesach would be different than the demon of Lishma by other things, which we don't find. We don't find a lot of clues in the Rambam that differentiate other than this Lishma and Pesach and Lishma. Other things, for example, our whole Mishnah, which are actually about Lishma, Shlo, Lishma, Shlo, Lishma, Lishma, etc., etc., the Rambam doesn't bring down about Karban Pesach, but only brings down about other karbanos. Which might imply that he doesn't think it's so fundamentally different. Where does he bring down our Mishnah in Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph and Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, which tells us about general karbanos. Gomsha Oishvet and Lashem Olashlom, Lashem Lashem Ola, etc. He used the example of Shlom when he quotes our Mishnah. Okay, but perhaps there's this fundamental difference that by Karban Pesach you need a positive kavana, while by everything else it's just a psul. If you have a negative shalishma, everything else, if you mess it up your puzzle by Pesach, even if you didn't mess it up, the Shem Kulin is silly and irrelevant and ignored. Nonetheless, it is in order to be kosher, you need positive lishma, and you're lacking positive lishma. There are some other possibilities as well, which perhaps I will mention. Why is that? Is an interesting question. Like, why do you need more positive lishma by Karban Pesach than by anything else? So there is a lashon Pesach. Seems very, very, very similar. The Kiryas Sefer says over here, that's not it. Separate the Kazmish of Pesach came some Zevach Pesach, Mashvate Yezvi Chosel Shem Pesach Le Ikuva, Kol Shashina Shmo Pasel. So it sounds a little bit, not a bit. It says Zevach Pesach, you need Zvi Chol Shem Pesach, that's Ma'akev, there's no two ways about it. I don't fully understand them a bit. And why the Shachar Salachatas doesn't mean you need absolutely the Shem Chatas, Ikuva, no two ways about it. Somehow he thinks Shachar Salachatas is not as strong as a drasha as Zevach Pesach. But, maybe Shachar Salachatas is it has to end up being a chatas. But zera pesach is the svichas milushi pesach legamrei. So either the fundamental chiluk you need lishma lahavchir pesach fundamentally. You know why? What's the makar? Might be either zevach pesach, which is the kiryas sefer of the mabit. Which again, somehow, for reasons I don't fully understand grammatically, Zevach Pesach means more absolute Mishnah Pesach than all the other drushos. Or, there's an interesting suggestion of the Tzitz Eliezer that he put in brackets. He makes a fascinating diuk in the Ramban. He doesn't say it in this Lashon so far, but he says, it's an interesting question. Which words in the Rambam is the Rambam relying on? He says, Pesach shel Lashma, even Lashem, who in his possible Shalemar, Ramar, comes in a Pesach Lashem. Here at Sefer focuses on Zevach Pesach. The Bizzle Yezer has a big finish focuses on Va'amartem. After all, it certainly doesn't say by any other Karbanos, Va'amartem Lishma. It just says Lishma. Right? And what is Va'amartem Zevach Pesach? Of course, Va'amartem ties into the theme of Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim, right? Of Haggadah, right? You have to shech the Karban Pesach, then you have to say, this is the Karban Pesach Hashem, Kol Shlomo 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 Shlomo, right? You have to say what it is. Now again, the Pashup shot of Shas is that later on that night, at the Pesach Seder, you have to do like Rav Gamliel. Remember, nowadays we're not allowed to point to the meat on the Seder table when we say that. So it shouldn't look like you touched the chutz, but obviously the point was that you held up and pointed at the meat, and you said, Zevach Pesach Ula Hashem. Right? But Tzitz Eliezer is a big Kiddush. He says, no, maybe Va'amartim. What does Va'amartim mean? Va'amartim means you need positive Lashma. You need to be able to say I shech this Lashem Pesach. Say this. It's not just that it has to be a proper karban. You need to say that it's a proper karban. Or he says you need to be able to report that it's a proper karban. To be able to say that it's a proper karban, you need positive Lishma va'amartem. Interesting diuk in the Rambam, since Eliezer says. Then we understand how this is different from the other karbanos. Va'amartem is clearly something you don't find anywhere else. And the whole what's between Pesach and everything else, Pesach, you need to be able to talk about what you did. You need to demonstrate what you're doing. All other karbanos just have to be kosher karbanos. You don't have to like demonstrate that to others. Pesach, the whole point of her Pesach is to demonstrate to others, right? Ve'higat to levincha. And we know even if you are eating her Pesach by yourself, which is not what you're referring to, nonetheless, you have to tell yourself in the Seder, right? You have to show yourself manashtana. Etc. So maybe because Pesach, perhaps it's Ma'akiv, that you demonstrate to everyone that it is Karban Pesach, therefore you need positive Lishma. All other Karbanos, just you have to not mess them up. They're a Karban, you shouldn't mess them up by trying to change their identity.
This is such an early stage. It's so different than the Pasuk, which is...
It's a big... Again, Pasuk sounds like, wait, are you telling? This is a good... But basically the big thing is that you have to be able to tell later, you know, again, I might be saying them over a little different. We have to be able to say over later, I shefted it as a karma pesach. But what he means is that he's admitting how margin means later. Later, you have to be able to say, look, all along I shefted it as a karma pesach. But what he's trying to say is that it's about demonstrating, not just reproducing. So again, zera pesach is, if you're going to say any positive response, a big fish, zevach pesach, is a little weak because A, it doesn't necessarily tell us anything of the Tamei Mitzvahs behind it, which is after. Also, it's not so clear why Zevach Pesach is a stronger drasha than any of the other drashas in Shas. But the other Kabbalah, Zevach Toda, Zevach Shlomim, etc., you know, there's so many parallel drashas in Shas, and none of them are possible Shem Kulim, or even Lo'al Elbayim to do the Shem Kulim. So this has the advantage that it really shows and explains the uniqueness of Karban Pesach, right?
That's what the...
Just to say Zevach Pesach. So it says Zevach a lot of things. And yet we don't say that he's Likuva. Not to be Lashem Kulin here, it's Mincha. Ishani, Mikal HaKachin, Mazeh, Shetzarech, Lahar Os. right? Not Laharis, not Liros. Laharis doesn't. Well, Lahara, you have to show that it's for Karun Pesach. It's all about communicating. But communicating, you need positive Lishma. So that's perhaps one derech. Again, the weakness of this derech, number one, it's a very fundamental chiddush, it's very attractive, is that you have to really commit to call Akira Batos a positive Lishma. Right? It's a latent positive Lishma. And like the Shizel is going to say, that's called, no, I really shocked the Lishma, even though at the time I thought it was slow. It's going to be a weakness, right? The main weakness. Weakness, you can say, is that you have to say that Pesach, the Shem Shlomim, the Taos, counts as positive Lishma. Which you can do. Again, for the CISO, it's going to be a little harder. That demonstrates something. You can, like, say later that, oh, I was demonstrating this the whole time. Again, you have to say this latent, subconscious. If I wanted to be for the right reason, I just got mixed up. Counts as positive response. Okay? You can say that, but you see how it's a little dumb.
Positive response is like,
you
know, that
okay, but then you have to explain what you mean by that. No?
For the Rambam, the Iker Chaser Me'asefer, because he doesn't bring the Amartem.
No, he says the word Amartem right here in this halacha. That's what the Sicilians are based on. This halacha says Amartem.
Doesn't he just say Zevach Pesach L'Hashem?
No, he says Amartem Zevach Pesach L'Hashem. That's the Sicilian.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
Not crazy. Hashem, Chulin is the opposite of Hashem, right? So, is an additional din of lishma. Maybe it says that a pesach hula Hashem, right? The makor would be a pesach hula Hashem, and maybe that's the point. By pesach, it's not a totally different kind of lishma called pesach. Yeah, it's the same lishma as everything else. Shalom lishma apostles, but everything else is one shalom lishma apostles. By for a different karma. By karma pesach, there's another shalom lishma apostles chulin. Chulin is its own soul by karma pesach. Why? Because karma pesach needs to be lahashem and can't be for the sake of correct. Now here, this is going to be a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, like, what other karbanos are less lahashem? The olah gets all burnt up to lahashem. The karban pesach people home and eat, right? So it's not that karban pesach is more higher, more heavenly than other karbanos. But what's the Neil pointing out? Other karbanos are what are they? They're offering something to Hashem. Karban pesach is more than just offering something to Hashem. Karban pesach is a krisis bris with Hashem, right? Why did we bring the original karban pesach? What was the point of that original karban pesach? It wasn't to bring a karban to Hashem. As a matter of fact, I can sort of prove the original karban pesach was not really for the sake of bringing a karban to Hashem. It was. It's the only karban ever in history where what did you not do? You didn't have a mizbeach, right? I mean, the original karban pesach. Right? And we assume the original carbon pesach is revelatory, not just curiosity. Right? There was no mizbeach. You didn't give the dam to Hashem mizbeach. You should put it on your doorpost as a sign. You didn't burn any chalev to Hashem in the mizbeach. What did you do with the chalev? I assume you ate it. I don't know.
No.
What? Yeah. There was no hakrava of the original carbon. Yeah, I know it's zerach pesach l'Hashem. But there was not krava. What was it, though? It was a declaration of loyalty to Hashem. That's what it was. I mean, that's why it's better to put the dam on your doorpost than on the mizbeach. Without the drush of Chazal, it's clear that the point of Karban Pesach was to clear your loyalty to Hashem, so that you're now on Hashem's side and you're zochah to receive the tribe, and that was the dam bris between us and Hashem. Gam at the dam bris seich shalach mikoros rayach. I'm missing the word of the pasuk, I think. The dam bris seich, the dam milah, dam pesach. That's why milah and pesach chayiv karis. If you don't do that, because a bris milah is the bris of Hashem, and pesach is the bris of Hashem. That's why an orel can't participate in the kind of pesach. It's all about the bris of Hashem, and maybe that's the point here. Why is not that the regular lishma? Not that all of lishma is just a different kind of lishma. You need a pot lishma, negative lishma. No, it's that most lishma is about the type of karban it is. Here, there's also lishma of Hashem. And not, again, not chas v'shalom that, you know, Hashem is opposed to an idol. You know, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about kachim is opposed to chulen. And like all karbanos, even if you're missing the Hashem, even l'shem chulen, that's not a problem. The mice, the whole point of it is you're offering something to Hashem. You offered it to Hashem. You had a silly machshava, doesn't kill anyone. By Pesach, the whole point is to renew the bris with Hashem. Right? Pesach is renewing the bris with Hashem. That's why, for example, when someone is Megayer, when a man is Megayer, what does he need to do? And what is their Havni that he needs to do? Bring Karban Pesach. Right? Rashi says, you might think anyone's Megayer bringing Karban Pesach right away. Kamash, one not. But again, why would you think anyone's Megayer? Why would you have a Havni and someone's Megayer bring the Karban? Would you have a Havni and someone's Megayer shakes a lula right away? You may have me, you close the shofar right away. Like, it's stupid to bring something not on the right holiday. That's not a ratzis. Now, if Karban Pesach was only a way to celebrate Pesach, that would be a stupid thing to have. But Karban Pesach is a way to, I mean, how does the bris of Hashem? You might think, he needs the bris, he needs both sides of the bris. Nice one, no, one was not, no, and one at any time. So, maybe that's the point, this additional din of the Shema, that you need L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Hashem. Why? You know, maybe because Pesach is not just. After all, originally it was not our Krav at all, but Hashem. Again, not an offering to Hashem. All karmas are offerings to Hashem. You offer to someone else. But the Karban Pesach is about being mechadish and the bris with Hashem, and therefore chulin, or is ma'akev, if everything else you offer to Hashem, you will say chulin, it's not ma'akev, it's a joke, you're offering to Hashem. Pesach, the point before his bris with Hashem, you adjust the shame eating, just the shame of party, just like eating, then that is a fundamental soul in the nature of Pesach, it's about the aspect of Jesus' bris with Hashem. So hold that thought. So the Yom now being the Chavim to the opposite perspective, which is really the Ursa Meach. The Ursa Meach has two different shots in here. He segues at a certain. It's a funny Ursa Meach. I would prefer he's more clear. He segues at a certain point between two different Pirushim of the Rambam. You know, when he says Matzanu b'Mechilta, then he sort of takes a different turn. Then even within that, he first moves the drasha and then tries to explain the drasha. You know, two or three different shots he segues here. But his first shot, I think, is attractive first stop. But Yama wants to say exactly punk vakar what I just said, but the same. Right?
Yeah. I didn't realize I was going to ask that. I thought it was a little bit.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, and then you'll. Maybe you could say, what does your Samantha say? Your Samantha says, no, there's no additional din of Lishma. There's no totally different din of Lishma. If the regular din of Lishma, just one of the background details is different. And since the background detail is different, that hops enough to me. It's the same din of Lishma. It's just a different landscape. The same din applied to different circumstances will come across differently. Says the Ursa Meach, maybe you could say, we'll say technical difference, very fundamental, but it's the same din of Lishma, but a twist in the application of the din. How so? Now this, you can make much more tactical than that, says the Ursa Meach. I'm very attracted to this Ursa Meach. I don't think it's the only way to go with this. Says the Ursa Meach. Says the Ursa Meach like this. He says, what's the reason Zvachim Gimel and Aleph? And there's a mucker and a smart. What's the mucker that the shame chulin is kosher by all karbanos? And according to Tosos, literally all karbanos. Lo yachalu is kachay, kachay mechalu kachay, vein chulin mechalu kachay. Kachay or mechalu kachay, the shame chulin is not mechalu kachay. What's the smara? The mina macher bay, the lad mina lo macher bay. All right. If I went to give a lecture at Hadar, I'd be fired. If I went to give a lecture in a church, I wouldn't. Right? It's all min is macher, makes it messes up its identity. If I bring an ola, if I bring a chatos, shame ola, since chatos and ola are in the same ballpark, now I've messed it up and tried to turn it into an ola, and now it's awesome. If I bring chatos, the shame of banana, then that doesn't affect anything because there's no hapmi in it. No way to no mechanism or hapmi or even way of conceptualizing it being a banana. And chulin is a banana. However, says the Ursa Meach, he says exactly he gets the exact same result, the opposite direction of what we just said and attributed to the theory. And the Tesas Mishnah, and you can read it from the Tesas Mishnah too. And they make their drusha. You can say their drusha is all about having more Hashem in it, or their drusha is just technical. But okay, what do I want to say? What does the Rosh want to say like this? All other karbanos. What is chulin about? I shech chulin for what sake? Am I shechting chulin for the sake of? What do I shech chulin for the sake of?
To eat it.
I shech chulin for the sake of eating it. I mean that's not meant to be a conceptual fish. Right? When I chef karbanos, why do I chef karbanos? Do I bring karbanos in order to eat them? Simple pshat is no, in order to be makar them to Hashem. All karbanos are makar to Hashem. The fringe benefit or the tafel part is there's also some, right? It says, but, says the Ursa Meach, except for it, throughout these problems, this theme comes up again and again, there's something else unique about Karban Pesach. Here is something that's nice, that he uses something that's already unique about Karban Pesach, meaning that Tzitz Eliezer tries to jump on something unique about Karban Pesach, Pesach Seder, or the Leilai Omer. That's not really kind of Purim Pesach. It's kind of the 10th Purim, not the 59th Purim. You know, if this is what the Mirin Tessa Mishnah meant, it's not something we find in the Gemara you can get from Pesach. It's just an idea, which, you know, is clear in Chumash. But in the Mishnayos in Korban Pesach, there's a famous Mishnah, and this echoed in many, many other places, which tells us, I involve a vase. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this Mishnah once. Chamisha Dvar, what meaning this summer? Ba'am Batoma, Enechol Batoma. Right, there are all Korbanos Tzibur, don't fit Toma. But you, the Hakrava is don't fit Toma, the Achila is not. So there are only five Korbanos Tzibur that are in the room. And if you tell me, you bring them, you wrap them, but you don't eat them, the eating is not so important. Right, those are the Omer, the Shnei Alechem, the Lachem HaPanen, the Zimfi Shalom Tzibur, the Sidi Yubrei, the Usafi. But Pesach Shabbat Matoma, Nechem Matoma, but Korban Pesach is the only Korban that if everyone's coming, you offer it and you eat it. Why? Shalobah Mitzvaso, El Achim. That's a theme throughout these prakim. Pesach is the only carbon that's really coming for the sake of eating. Every other carbon comes for the sake of being mocked. Pesach is the only carbon that comes for the sake of eating it. Meaning in every other carbon, the hakrov is ikar, the achila might exist, might not exist. And if it does exist, it's tafel. By Pesach, the achila is ikar, and the hakrov is tafel. Lo ba el achila, right? It's a very strong lashon, obviously, you know, we don't mean that Loba was also Elalach, he was only for eating, he was anything else that we only want to do. No, it means the purpose is nothing but Achila. Everything else is a side point. And again, that makes a lot of sense. Go back to Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim was brought, I know we said for the sake of Brich Hashem, but in a more concrete fashion, it was brought for eating. It was not brought for Hakrava. You didn't put any dam on the Mizbeach, you didn't burn Chalom on the Mizbeach, because there was no Mizbeach. It was only brought for eating. So then your pass, that's also only brought for eating. You do have a Torah, which has Mizbeach and Kutchin, etc. So you also have to have some elements of Akram. But it's brought for eating, and that's why you find many demons, like, for example, like Pesach, you need Machshevas L'Ochla. Shmola Ochla is possible. There's no Machshevas L'Ochla in other Karbanos, etc. Says the Arsameach, very simple. He says, Mina Machru Beglav Mina Lomachri. Something similar to mess it up. Something which is totally dissimilar is a joke, you can't mess it up. You shech any other carbon l'shem chulin, that's a joke, you can't mess it up. But if you shech Pesach l'shem chulin, that's already minah. That's already its type. That's already its ilk. Pesach and chulin are not so far apart. After all, chulin is for eating and Pesach is for eating. I understand the chulin is for eating stam, and Pesach is for eating to celebrate the Pesach Seder and remember you can see us in Triumph. But they're both for eating, not really totally for Hakrava. They're both Mithilas Lopla El Achilas. So he says, Adrab, because Pesach is so chulindig, Pesach is close to chulin anyway. If it's close to chulin, you shech l'shem chulin, then it messes it up, and now you're really trying to turn it into chulin. But every other karma, which is far from chulin, basically chulin is a banana in every other karma. It's not a banana. Oh, it's not a yeah, it's close to chulin. You can see I'm just chefing this to have a nice family meal tonight and talk about Jewish history. Oh, a lot of people chef a lot of things to have family meals and they talk about Jewish history. Right? It's close enough. That's the Arsameach, says the Arsameach. Avon, Pesach, Lo, Bami, Tilosso, from a Mishnah. Elo la'achila. The ikar of Pesach is for achila. Came the Pesach lo bami tchlosu elo la'achila. Therefore, kulin hami mino umachar bo mide. Umachar bo. The principle is only something similar to no, it is not similar to other karbanos, and therefore it's like, because Pesach is so not a karban, it's so barely a karban and more similar to chulin, therefore turning into chulin is really messing up its identity, as opposed to a chatas, where if you turn into chulin, that's so far away that it's nothing, it's like trying to turn into a banana. That's the first shot of the Rishameach, and I think it's very attractive. Again, it's coming in a very different direction. Now that you have more requirement to Lishma. It's the same requirement to Lishma, but because it's so chulindig in the first place, therefore, that's a serious That's a serious perversion of its nature, as opposed to by chatas, where it is just a big joke and therefore ignored. It's not a joke to try to turn Pesach into Chulin, because Pesach is very close to Chulin in the first place. The main reason you bring it is that you can. Now you say it's not Chulin, it's you can eat it at a very special, you know, occasion. And it also has a Hakrava element. But it's close enough to Chulin that it's not a joke, it's not a banana, and therefore, Mina Machrithi. That is the shot of the Or Sameach, the first shot of the Or Sameach. And I think that is a. I think it's also very. I mean, problem is, I don't know how to be a career which these shots is correct, because I don't have enough evidence. There are many, many other pshatim miachron as well. I will just mention, including the end of the Or Sameach. Some of them try to come from a side point. What's the fourth way to interpret this Rambam is that it is a side song. Meaning it's not just Shalom Lishma. It's not a Shalom Lishma at all. It's just that it happens to end up being puzzle for a different reason. I'm a little less attractive to this because it seems a little too cumbersome and papulish in the Rambam, and because it's against another Rambam. But here you have, for example, the Avodas Halevi, just quoting the Kaiser Mishnah here, says, you know why it's puzzle? Because one, well, they all base themselves on this. Halacha Dalet says the Rambam, Machatas L'Shem Chulin, Sheira V'lo Olso L'Bayim. Even a L'Shem Chulin and Machatas Sheira V'lo Olso L'Bayim. So Pesach shows me Sheira V'lo Olso L'Bayim. Meaning, it should be, or it's theoretically, theoretically, Shera, flow also, Lebailim, like Katas, but any Pesach, which isn't Ola Lebailim, meaning isn't Yotze your Chiyuv of Karban Pesach, any Pesach which isn't Ola Lebailim is Pasol, first line reason. And that's what they would say. It's kashul ol bailam. Any pesach is not ol. That's what it should be a chata. It's not unique. Kashul ol bailam. No social shva. But it's still ol bailam. And any pesach is not ol bailam is a side problem. What is that side problem? For example, says the Or Sameach and the Merkabas HaMishnah. Shalola Ochlov. It's shechta shalola Ochlov. Why? Because once you shecht in a way that's not ol bailam, the shechova. The Bailam have to eat a different Karban Pesach for their Chola, for their Chova. If the Bailam have to eat a different Karban Pesach, you can't eat this Karban Pesach, because you can't be money on two Karban Pesachs. And therefore, you're shechting it for the sake of people who can't eat it, because they have to eat a different Karban Pesach. Okay, it's not classic Shlomo Ochlov that means physically can't eat. Maybe it's Shlomo Nuyav. Shlomo Ochlov or Shlomo Nuyav. That's because Bailin can't eat it because they have to eat a different carbon, a different Pesach, in order to be Yotzei. Okay, possible. Or the Avodas Halevi, quoting the Kesem Mishnah, says, because this gets into what we spent a lot of time on, because it's Nikrav Achar Tamin Shalbein Arbayim, right? If you send a Seda Shlomo Ma'akev, then you brought it after Tamin Shalbein Arbayim, which is okay for Yotzei Pesach. Once you're not Yotzei, you have no justification to bring it after Tamin Shalbein Arbayim, and then it's possible to say after Tamin Shalbein Arbayim. Okay, that's a lot of assumptions in there. This is A, Dachim, because it doesn't sound for the Rambam like it's a side reason. It's a little bit Polish. And B, as the Or Sameach points out, because it's against the Rambam Karban Pesach, Eric Bay's halacha bug. Let me just read you what he says there. It won't get to the case matter, but I don't even think it matters what the case is. Says the Rambam, you did something really weird. Shaftu la'ochlov, almanas lizor domus la'ochlov, ha'pesach kosher, ve'ein on yotze ve'ein ne'chobas. There's a case where it's kosher, but you're not yotze yotze lo'olobaylam. Apparently, the Rambam thinks it is okay for it to be kosher lo'olobaylam. They have to say it's a tall sofer. So what's the weakness? Here, what's the main weakness? Is that it's, too indirect. Doesn't sound that way. And you have to change the girsa, as the Ar Sameach himself points out, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, because there it says that it can be kosher without being all the Bible. They have to change the girsa, stay possible. It's very dogmatic. There are other reasons to change that girsa, because the Gemara is against the Rambam there. That the Rambam is based on. Okay, but this you see is a little dogmatic.
I guess I understood that differently. He quoted a Mechilta, which gave the Tirsa Kosov, to this he said.
And then he said what I just said.
Even when he quotes the idea of Shalom Yuya, he's only quoting it so that he can defend himself from the Taina of Rambam and Tirsa. Saying that.
No, he changed the girsa to defend himself in that
time. Yeah. But I'm saying that I don't think he said that the soul itself is because it's Shalom Yuya.
No, he says that in the end. He says, he says,
right.
Correct. Sorry, okay. Either it becomes Mishnah Shalom, or Shalom Ochlem Nuyav, or Bali Ochlem.
Also, the main point then to the person that's doing it, bringing the filter, is that there is a cost that tells me that if it's not all the Shem Koba, then it's possible. It's not because of the side reason, because there's a cost where there's a filter.
No, but I think then he's trying to explain the Zeres Akasa by saying it's because there's no Oakland. Okay, but what Daniel is trying to say is that maybe it's just like Zeres HaKasav, that a Pesach Shalul Shem Chova, that's what he wants to. But the Mechilta doesn't say any of this. This is all his reading of the Mechilta. These words are not from the Mechilta. He says, Kechulachem, meaning he thinks the parish is more lechovaskem. I would have said, if I wanted to go this way, there's a little dachuk because you have to change the girsa, I would have gone this way a little differently. And I would have said, no, but. I'll admit, to change the girsa in Hilchos Karban Pesach, but I would have said, and maybe this is what he meant at first by the Mechilta, if you separate that line from the next line, I would have said, no, it's that if you're not Ol L'Shem, what does it mean, Kasher Ol L'Shem Chova? It's that every other Karban can be Kasher even if it's not Ol L'Shem Chova, because there's always a justification for bringing a carbon. Meaning, every carbon is always good to bring a carbon. Right? Since it's being the purpose of every other carbon is to be makir something to Hashem, even if it's not for the chova, there's still justification for bringing it. But Karban Pesach is different than every other carbon. Right? Karban Pesach is not a stam carbon. It's not a general generic carbon. It's not like a carbon which happens to be this kind of carbon. Karban Pesach, the only justification of bringing it is for Seder Shel Pesach, is for to be Yotzei, the secrecy of the Triune. Since the Etzim, it's not Lachrava, the Etzim, it's for the Chag of Pesach, the first secrecy of the Triune, then if I'm not Yotzei the Chova, there's really no justification to bring it at all, because it doesn't have this like general Karban identity and theme like all other Karbanos. It's Karlo Bala Lachila. So maybe I would have said, again, I'm not so partial to this. Maybe I would have said, and maybe this is, Ulai Karbanos or Sameach Al Pi the Mechelta, although I really think he's trying to turn that into a problem Shalom Oklav or Shalom Oklav, is that, if it's not Ole Lebailim, there's no general nature of Hakrava to fall back on. Every other carbon, which is brought the Ikr and Mimakrav to Hashem, even if you go to Yehovah, still, so it's a Nidava to Hashem. Every other carbon, if it's not a Chobah, it's a Nidava. Even an Asham, which you can't bring as an Adama, but it can still, you can imagine being born as an Adama. A Pesach can't be an Adama, it can only be for the sake of Sibrius and Triam, it can only be for the sake of being Yotzi from Pesach, because if the Ikr is not Hakrava, there's no justification to bring it if it's not being Yotzi Chova. But again, I'm not, I, 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 I'm not, I would have taken what these are going to want to do and just tried to make it a little more internal to the Shema. So yes, once it's a little Shema, it's now not Ola Shem Kova, and everything else that Ola Shem Kova is okay if you change the Gerson from Pesach. Because it's still Hakrava, still in a Dova, but Pesach can't be in a Dova because it's not brought for Hakrava. Okay, so we have a lot of, I admit, we have a lot of possibilities here. I wish I could prove which was right, which was wrong, but I think a lot of these things might be true for Pesach in general. Again, let's just review. Fundamental chiluk here, it's a positive Lishma as opposed to negative Lishma, although it's going to be a little, have a weakness from, it's going to have a weakness from Akir Batals, 1 second, Adi. And why would it be positive Lishma? Either sometimes there's a Kosov, Zema Pesach, which we're not sure exactly why, and we're not sure exactly the darshan it, or the sits on the other, because the theme of Amartem, it's all about demonstrating something and teaching something. Therefore, you need positive Lishma, which is very attractive. Or if you need additional Dima Lishma, you need the Krisas versus Hashem. Again, the strict lumness, you need Lashem in addition to Lashem HaKorban, which might be at the Krisas versus Hashem, or maybe it's a twist in Lishma, like your Samach. The regular Lishma, just since Adrava, this is more Chulin dick than regular Korbanos. Chulin is Macher Bakes, it's closer to Chulin. One could easily imagine, it's not silly to call it Chulin. It's a serious error to call it Chulin, and for that, you know, it's actually borderline Chulin in the first place. Or perhaps similar idea. Oh, I made a few points here. Similar idea. That's once it's not Olam Bayim Shem Chobah, like these other Achronim, therefore, because, very similar, because it's not the Ikar for HaKrava. You can't just bring it stam without a chuppah. You can't just say, oh, it's just an adava, which is one thing we're in Machnah Beis Kosher L'Shma. Or maybe you can do a little pilpul and find a side soul say, really, there's no soul shul L'Shma at all. It's just that Ola Shem Chuppah. But once that Ola Shem Chuppah, then it has a side problem shul Ola Ochlov or Bli Ochlov or side problem Acher Tov Shul Yerai, which I'm less attracted to, as I pointed out.
Maybe?
Is this
some river?
But then that would be true of all kaddishim. Then you say shlomim l'shem chulin is what's not is, and maybe it would have to be olam bayim shem chova. But we're not 100% sure of that. And you have to see if that works out technically. Maybe in the Rambam. It might not be impossible. If you assume that Ola L'Shem Chulin is still not Ola L'Shem Chova, which is possible, and then Shlom L'Shem Chulin is still not Ola L'Shem Chova, so there's no Nafimina by Shlom, and Nafimina is only for Chatzim Pesach. I hear what you're saying. I think that... No, what I'm saying is, by attack on you would then be, then we should find that Shlomim L'Shem Chulin should have a separate Ola L'Shem Chulin should be not a L'Shem Chulin, Shlom L'Shem Chulin should be a L'Shem Chulin. We haven't found that. So to get out of that, you'd have to tell me, no, everything with Pesach Chav, there's no special rule in L'Shem Chulin. They're not L'Shem Chulin either. So L'Shem Chulin only saves you from the Pasul Agape. Therefore, the only examples would be Pesach Chav, so that's good to know. So you could say that if you're willing to answer my question that way. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yes, you.
Yeah. Well, originally, I understood that the only meat that was mutter to eat was korbanos until basar tava kicked in. So it sounds like there's a tachlis of eating korbanos, not only being makriv them.
That's what Adi was really saying. Now, this is taka machlokas tanoim, right? Between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, whether originally you were only allowed to eat kachim. Everyone originally in the shlach houses like us, originally meaning the 40 years in the midbar, whether originally you were only allowed to eat kachim or whether originally, you're even allowed to eat a vela, or basa nechira, a kind of vela, a certain kind of, at least some kinds of vela. So if you say that originally, whenever they want to eat, they have to be shlamim, then you can say that really all kachim palim are for the sake of achila, which is what Adi wanted to say. He wanted to say that the Yor Sameach is not just because of the Korban Pesach, is ikar l'achila, but all kachim palim are achila, which Agav doesn't even contradict that Gemara 9, Mishnah 9, Drama base. Because all the other examples, there were kachim kachim. There are no examples of kachim kalim, which are korbanos sibur. So they wouldn't even come up, right? But by definition, korbanos sibur, like real korbanos sibur, are not just the knufya, are kachim kachim, even zivchei shalom sibur, remember, those are the first half of the Zemukoma. Okay, I think you're right. But what Avi's saying is then you would agree with Yor Sameach. You would, oh, I didn't put his name here. You would agree with Yor Sameach. You just might say that's true of all Kachin Kalim. That's true of Shlomim as well, which would be a finish, but not impossible. Okay, so I'm Moda. Or you could say, no, that's all a nice idea, but that doesn't mean Sikor Lachila. Even the Midbar meant they couldn't eat Basar Chulin. They'd do Akrova and then get a fringe benefit. As opposed to Pesach, which the Iker is really for the eating. But yeah.
I think the child says a little different than that.
Okay.
that the original Pesach did not have bad associated with it. So that's why the Shevet Chulin is possible. But like, fitting carbon, you have to bring it on the Mizbeh, is like inherently making it the Shema. Here, if you don't have it,
like, yeah, but this Pesach, you also bring it on the Mizbeh, so why didn't the inherit from making the Shema?
The original Pesach was not associated with that.
Okay, but then you'd be more subtle. So you said the original Mizbeh that shows that even nowadays, the Mizbeach part of the Korban Pesach is not so central and revelatory, or not so central, which is coming very close to what the Yerusha Mayor said. Because what you're saying is that even nowadays, the things you do in the Mizbeach are not the Iker, which is really the Yerusha Mayor.
What did Korban Pesach put on the Mizbeach?
Dam and Chilev. Yeah, Dam and Chilev. Same as most Korbanos. The question is, just conceptually, is that the same importance and role as most Korbanos? And the Yerusha Mayor saying clearly no. The Yerusha Mayor saying clearly no. Okay, let's go on to our Gemara a little then. Boy, Reb Papa. Bavoda Achastan. Our Gemara is very technical. Bavoda Achastan, maybe makes a horus. Obishte Achastan. Bavoda Achastan, Reb Yossi, Dom Rafi, Brad Barba, the Nidbas. The Reb Mayor, Omar Tosla Shabishon. Odil Mashte Achastan, Reb Filo Reb Mayor, Dom Tosla Shabishon. Adam Yilavoda Achaz, Bavoda Achastan, Bavoda Achastan, Bavoda Achastan, Bavoda Achastan, Bavoda Achastan, right? So when our Gemara says Lishmo, 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 is that talking about two different avodos, like shchita l'shmo, shchita l'shem Pesach and zrita l'shem Shlomim, or shchita l'shem Shlomim and zrita l'shem Pesach, or is it going within one avoda? I'm doing the zrita or the iloch l'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlomim. And why do we care? Because we care whether all Tanarim would agree or not. If within two separate avodos, each avoda is its own unit, everyone agrees. If I do shchita l'shem Pesach and zrita l'shem Shlomim, what is the shame? One is this, the shame this, and one is the shame that. Each one has their own identity. However, if it's within one avoda, then I'm really mixing. If it's two avodas, I'm not really mixing two different kavanos. No, this avoda is the shame X, and this avoda is the shame Y. But if it's within one avoda, I'm mixing things. When I'm mixing things, I'm saying two contradictory things. When I'm saying two contradictory things, then already you get into the machlokes, you remember Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Their original example was, if I say, Areze, this animal's Tmuras Ola Tmur Shlomim. Right? So if it's Tmuras Ola, it's not Tmur Shlomim. Tmur Shlomim is not Tmuras Ola. What do we do? So, Rabbi Yossi says, Afik Mara Dvarba Nidfas. You're caught in by the end of your words, meaning we take into account all your words. And therefore, it's half Tmur Ola, half Tmur Shlomim. And Rabbi Meir says, no, Tfos Lashon Mishon. We grab the first Lashon. We grab the first lashon, and therefore, if you said Areze Tmuras Ola Tmur Shlomim, it's only Tmuras Ola and not Tmur Shlomim. Because what do we say? You clearly meant both of them. Pashas, you meant both of them. They're not arguing whether you meant both of them or not. If you said both of them, you meant both of them. They're arguing whether you meant both of them, like to have them happen simultaneously, or to have them happen consecutively, right? Rabbi Yossi says, I don't know, you meant Ola Tmur Shlomim as one joint halosim, half-half. Rabbi Yossi says, you meant Tmur Ola, and you meant Tmur Shlomim. First you meant Tmur Ola, becomes Tmur Ola, and then you meant Tmur Shlomim. But since it's already Tmur Ola, so it's too late, and that is irrelevant. So what about here? So what does Rabbi Papa assume? That here, if it was in two avodos, so who cares? Each avodah is separate. If it was one avodah, Rabbi Meir would say, it's Lashmo Lashmo. He would say, no, it's not possible. Lashmo 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 Lashmo. It's Lashmo Lashmo. You only, the first thing you said, because when I said Lashem Pesach, Lashem Shlomo, I meant Lashem Pesach. Lashem Pesach was Chal. Now Lashem Pesach, I also meant Lashem Shlomo, but it's too late. It's already Lashem Pesach. The Gemara asks, Amri Ahayo, which case of the Mishnah is this enough? Is Rabbi Papa wondering about? Lishmo Shaloshma or Shaloshma Lishmo. Ine ma Shaloshma Lishmo, Bema Vodachnu, Shnea Vodos, Bainar Meir, Bainar Yossi, if so, Lemi Kalaisa. If you said Shaloshma first, then everyone reads your puzzle, no matter what. Why? Because whether one of those or two of those, the first thing is Shaloshma, and everyone agrees to Losh HaBisha. Because Rav Meir says Tos Losh HaBisha, and Rav Yossi says Tos both of them. Right? Dala Rav Yossi, Nami, Afik Mar Dvarim, it's like, Rav Yossi says, you even infas with Mar Dvarim, but he admits it's also, you're just infas with both things, also the beginning. So then there's no Nafkamina. Ela Lishmo, Shalol Lishmo. The Nafkamina is Lishmo, Vish, Shalol Lishmo, Mai. So what is, we're not asking what the din is, we're just asking what our Mishnah meant, to just illustrate this, even just shot in the Gemara. here is Rav Yossi. Here is Rav Meir. If here is Shalol Lishmo Vilishmo, and here is Lishmo. This Shalol Lishmo, and here is Avoda Achas, and here is Shtei Avodos, Beza Avodos. So they were saying Shalol Lishmo, 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 Lishmo first. It's possible either way, right? Possible, 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 possible. There is nothing interesting to talk about. There's no point for a puppet to have any baya, as he could have any baya. Did our Mishnah mean two avodas or one avoda? But that wouldn't fit what he said, because he wanted to know whether Rav Yossi, whether Rav Meir would argue or not. Here, the other two are Meir or Yossi. Rather, if we're talking about the Shmo first and then Shmo Lishmo, so if it's two different avodas, then avada is puzzle. Because one avoda is Lishmo, one avoda is Lishmo, the Shmo Lishmo avoda is absolute. What if it's the one avoda? Then we make a difference. Rav Yossi would say puzzle, because Afik Mar Dvar Vada Mitzvahs. And Rav Meir would say kosher because Tos Losher Mishon, and Losher Mishon was Lishmo. And there's all within one thing, so it's just two Lashonos within one thing. So that's the Gemara's. Again, the Gemara knows this case would be Machlokes. Just something. Which case is our Mishnah? Right? Which case is our Mishnah? We're not sure if it's this case, which would be Machlokes Hanoim, but this case, which should not be Machlokes Hanoim. He doesn't have a suffix in did. Just which case does our Mishnah happen to be? What difference does it make? Just try the Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara tries to prove it. Tashma. Mine. Tashma. Pesach Shachar Shalosh Shmo Bekibu Halacha Be'ezarach Shalosh Shmo. The beginning of the Mishnah has Shalosh Shmo and Shalosh Shmo. Hechi Dami. What's the case? Inema. Again, there can be and or. In Lashon Mikra and Lashon Tashma. Inema. Kedekatani. If you say like it sounds like what is and, you can show Shalosh Shmo and Mekabu Shalosh Shmo and Mehalak Shalosh Shmo and Zor Shalosh Shmo. Lamali Ad Mechash Lekulun. Kamaisa Ifsalei. Why do you have to think four times Shalosh Shmo? From the just Shchita Shalosh Shmo enough to Pasul. So why would you have to add unnecessary things? Should have just said, Shachter Shalosh Shmo Pasul. El Allah, then this must be the case. Must be or. Pesach Shachter Shalosh Shmo, Inami, meaning or Mekabah Shalosh Shmo. What does that mean? Or Shechter the Shmo, Mekabah Shalosh Shmo. Right? Inami, Shachter the Shmo, Mekibah, Bahalav Zar Shalosh Shmo. That's what it means. Maybe if you're Shachter the Shmo or you're Shachter, okay. But Mekabah Shalosh Shmo, you're Shachter the Kabah, okay. But Mahalav Shalosh Shmo, you're Shachter the Kabah, okay. But Zor Shalosh Shmo, Inami, Shachter, Mekibah, Bahalav, Hilach the Shmo, Zor Shalosh Shmo, okay. It skips one scenario, but we get the point. The Havil Shtei Avodos. So clearly, what's the ratio is Lishmo, Vishlo, Lishmo, Vishtei Avodos. Ima Seifa, Lishmo, Vishlo, Lishmo. The Seifa and Lishmo, Vishlo, Lishmo. Hey, in other words, the case you need Vishtei Avodos on your ratio. Again, if the ratio we just said is Lishmo, Vishlo, Lishmo, Vishtei Avodos, then if that's the Seifa, it's the same with the ratio. It can't be. El La Vavoda Achas must be the Seifa, is Lishmo, Vishlo, Lishmo, Vavoda Achas. There, Reb Yossi, he, Damar, Afgar, Big Mardvar, Adam, Nidbas, right? Must be the Seifa, is Vavoda Achas, in which case it's only a Reb Yossi, and not Aliba de Reb Meir. So we are posting for our public. I know we all are Mishtei Avodos. Maybe the Rishon Sefer are both Mishtei Avodos, and it's not a Machlokes Reb Yossi and Reb Meir. Then aren't they saying the same thing? Verbeisha dekoy b'shchita kamachash b'shchita ina mekoy b'shrika kamachash b'shrika sefer dekoy b'shchita kamachash b'shrika the amarim shoves in the pesach l'shmo lishmo. Okay, there's a bit of a dog waiting to get out of it. We say maybe the Reisha, they're both for Shteyavodos, the Reisha was Shteyavodos, Pshutik Mashmo, when you Shechted, you Shechted Shlo Lashmo. Or when you're a Zorin, you're a Zorin Shlo Lashmo. The Seifa of Lashmo, Shlo Lashmo, Shteyavodos in a weird case. I Shechted, and I said when I Shechted, I'm Shechting Lashmo, Almanas, to be Zorin Shlo Lashmo. Meaning within the Shvita, you Shechted Lashmo, and you had a mind to be Zorin Shlo Lashmo. And therefore it's possible, but it's still Shteyavodos. And what's the chiddush? Kamashal and chashvei avod lavoda bolayni by your grandpapa. The chiddush is the chashvei avod lavoda, meaning this is a machlokas Rav Yehuda Shlakish and Rav Yudin Zvachin, right? Whether mechashvei may avod lavoda or not, like if when I do shkita, I'm a chashvei that I'm doing the shkita, I'm an ass to do the zrika shalol l'shma. Does that count as a puzzle on Shabbat or not? We'll get into that more in the next mishnah. The one that's behind it. Rav Yochanan says it's, if I quote correctly, puzzle and about another avoda is a psul. Rish Lakish says it's not puzzle. So our Mishnah teaches us that mechashvin meavoda laavoda, but it could still be about shtei avodos. Behind the Baigra Papa, and this is Baigra Papa. Okay, what does it mean? Behind the Baigra Papa is a three-way machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, "V'hainu ibayet the Rav Papa means in that sugya in Daf Yud and Zvachim about mechashvei avod lavoda. You have Rav Yochanan who says it's possible. You have Rish Lakish who says it's not possible. And then later on in the Shaka Mataria, Maskel Rav Papa v'dilma the mechashvei avod lavoda. It says ain mechashvei avod lavoda. Rav Papa says." Dilma mechashvei avod lavoda. What does that mean? Since Rav Papa said dilma, that means he's masumah. Whether mechashvei avod lavoda, yeah, mechashvei doesn't mean it's a not good thing to do. It means it's a effectively bad thing to do. It's absurd. Says dilma, so he's masumah. He never had any bayir of Rav Papa there. But the bayir of Rav Papa means he used the word dilma in zvachim daf yod. He's masumah whether or not mechashvei avod lavoda. And we said maybe our mission is trying to say mechashvei avod lavoda, and that's poshet the dilma of Rav Papa. That's what Rashi says. Okay, someone tell me obviously what gersa did Rashi have in the beginning of our Gemara? Obviously, what gersa did Rashi have in the beginning of our Gemara? The second word of our Gemara. What gersa must Rashi have had? Matter? Rava, right? Our Gemara starts by Rav Papa. So, why did Rashi, and it ends with, Ibayid Rav Papa, why did Rashi say, yeah, Ibayid Rav Papa? Meaning, our Gemara starts with Ibayid Rav Papa, and he says, but Rav Papa used the word Dilma and Zvachim, and that's what we're referring to. Why is he referring to our own Ibayid Rav Papa 1 moment ago? Obviously, Rashi had the Gersa of Rava, and not the Gersa of Rav Papa. So Rashi couldn't find any Ibayid Rav Papa in our Sugya. Couldn't find any Ibayid Rav Papa relevant in any Sugya. But he found Rav Papa said the word Dilma and Zvachim on the Sugya Mechashmi of Lavoda. So they must have called it Dilma Ibaya, which is Dilma's like Ibaya, and that is good enough. And why they focus on the Dilma of Rav Papa instead of the main Amor who spoke there? Okay. Yeah, because they did. Lechori, that's Pshat Rashi. Some of that I'm trying to say differently, but with a lot of people. But Lechori, that's Pshat Rashi. And we know, for example, many of the Bali Tosos also the Gersa of Rava, because the last Tosos in the Testament days, the year of Meir, or Tosos Sharisha, and Omer B, the Rava Latame, Rava hears Lashitase, which Rava hears Lashitase? So the little note on the side of the page says Tosos and the Gersa of Boy Rava. So Rashi obviously had the Gersa of Boy Rava here. I don't know, I can't prove it, right? But it's obvious, Rashi. I can't prove it. It's obvious. Rashi had the Gersa of Boy Rava. So therefore, when he came to Hainu Vayagra Papa, he had to stretch. What Tosos here does is he doesn't like Rashi. Pirisha Kuntras Dachuk. Like, why Rav Papa, not Rav Yochanan, who's the one who says that? Why Rav Papa says we're Dilma a little 30 lines later in Zachim, and not Rav Yochanan, who actually talks about this explicitly and says the Shita? And therefore, the Nira Lariva, the Garcina Leel, why Rav Papa? Meaning, those also the Girsa by Rav Papa. You wouldn't say Nira, the Garcina, by Rav Papa if that was your Girsa. Tosfos says, it must be that even though I have the Gersa of Rava and Rashi is the Gersa of Rava, must be the right Gersa of Rav Papa, because they say, Hainu Bayad Rav Papa, there must have been a Bayad Rav Papa. So here it's the Rivat, it's Tosfos, who, changed the Gersa to Rav Papa. He doesn't even say, Makach, Garcina, Mimikta, Sparm, or anything like that. He doesn't seem to bring any manuscript evidence. I don't know what all the manuscript evidence says. But, okay, Rashi in the years of Rava, Tosos had a desperation that he didn't like that shot of Ma'idur and Puppets. It was very dachuk. It is dachuk. Rashi said, I'd rather be dachuk than change the Gersa. And Tosos said, I'm willing to change the Gersa. It must be by Rav Papa. Why? Because Ravas and Rav Papas are switched with some frequency in Shas. And I can switch them. Okay, now, I'm the Ma'idur and Papa. So says, this is not the Baya of Rav Papa Machashmi of Omla Vod over there. This is the Baya of Rav Papa in the beginning of our Sugya. And then Tos just says, Tupshotin. The Riva says, Hainu Baya of Rav Papa means now we've defended the Baya of Rav Papa. The Baya of Rav Papa was in trouble because we disproved one side. And then if you disprove one side, it's not Ibaya. Now that we've rescued that you can defend both sides, his Ibaya is Chai V'Kayam. We have rehabilitated his Ibaya. And the Rosh Mishan says something very, very... then does the Chemal to Rebbe say for Yashan? Right, he also says, whoever his Rebbe was, that did find one old manuscript that anybody grew up with, the Chemal to Rebbe Yashan, and he found the Rebbe Yashan. So those, it was based on manuscript evidence also. He found one old manuscript, and the Rebbe Yashan right here, our Rebbe Yashan also, I believe, starts with a Bayra Papa. Yes, it does. Okay, the Rashba is a slightly different shot. He says, not now we've abilitated the Bayador Papa, because Hainu usually doesn't mean now it exists. Hainu means this is, like we're equating something. This is that. That's what Hainu usually means, right? This is that. So the Riva says, no, it just means there is. Hainu means yes, you know, the Bayador Papa. The Rashba says, no, I mean the Rashba says, Hainu generally means equivalence. This is the same as that. So we're saying, okay, this is the same by Rav Papa. What do we mean? Where Papa asked that one avoda or two avodos, that was his question. One avoda or two avodos. He didn't mean is it one avoda or two avodos the normal way you would imagine. He meant is it one avoda or two avodos using the chashmei avoda. Those are the two sides of the Ibaya. One avoda or two avodos using the chashmei avoda. Okay, in any case, we've kept a lot of the Ibaya, so now we're going to keep trying to prove it. Tashma. The next line of the Mishnah says, hey, what's the case? If you say, it's kosher. If Lishmo being first is possible, Shalolishmo being first is obviously possible. Why do you need to say something redundant? It must be, what's the Chiddush Lishmo? The chiddush must be even b'avoda achas. We mean to say b'avoda achas. So shelo l'shmon l'shmon must be avoda achas. What are we basically proving? Shelo l'shmon l'shmon is talking about avoda achas. Why? Because it was two avodas, so it would be too obvious. So therefore, it's telling us it's one avoda. We mean to say b'avoda achas. And if the seifa is avoda achas. This is out of order. This is the safe inspiration. The ratio should also be avoda achas, and then we're koshe or papa zibaya. Lo liolam shtei avodos uvedin hu de lo itzrichle. Really? No. It's shtei avodos. We erase this. It could be shtei avodos. Ah, if it's shtei avodos, it's obvious. Why does it have to say it? Uvedin lo itzrichle. Really, logically, it doesn't have to say it. It is obvious. It's just for the sake of parallelism. Sometimes the Mishnah says unnecessary things for parallelism. Since it says Lashmo, it also says Lashmo, Lashmo. Tashma, Shach, Do, Shalom, Oklop, Shalom, Nuyab. That's the next Mishnah. Reilim, Belich, Bey, Impossible. Hach, Abshita, Voda Achas. This is obviously about Voda Achas. Why is this obviously about Voda Achas? Because the Psol of Shalom, Oklop, Shalom, Nuyab, Reilim, Belich, Bey, only applies to Shkita. It doesn't apply to other avodos. These are not Shalom, Lashmo. Shalom, Lashmo applies to all four avodos of the Dham. These four things, Shalom, Oklav, Shalom, Nuyab, Lareilim, Mayim, only apply to, let's assume for now at least, to Shechita. So, talking about Avodah Achas, I mean the Seifa, Seifa meaning the next mission of Avodah Achas, Risha, our mission, and Nami, Avodah Achas. So that proves our mission of Avodah Achas, no, Midiria. Are these saying the same thing? Hakni, so Hakni said, this is what it's talking about, this is what it's talking about, the next mission of Avodah Achas, but our mission might be Shnei Avodos, Levi is alive. Seif, Avodah Achas, Risha, Iba, Avodah Achas, Shnei Avodos, Seif, Avodah Achas, but our Mishnah could be either way. Tashma le'ochlov shalol ochlov kasher. It says in the later Mishnah, if you shech them for the sake of ochlov and shalol ochlov is kasher. Hey chidami inim mishtei avodos. If you say it's only shtei avodos, meaning you shech the ochlov and resorich shalol ochlov. At time in the chashiv is rikid, they are ochlov is rikid. Then the reason, then you would have a problem. If you say shtei avodos, that means if you shech the ochlov, that's always the first avoda, and then you zrika or one of the other ones shalol ochlov, it's kasher. But then what's the diuk? It's only kosher if you do zrika shlolo oflav. Why? The imachshav is oflav zrika because there's no psul of machshav shlolo oflav zrika. It only applies to shchita. However, when achas go mashchita mahani imachshav is oflav psul, then you have an improper diuk, an illegal diuk. What would the illegal diuk be? If you shechted the oflav and did zrika shlolo oflav, it's kosher because zrika doesn't need oflav. But if you shechted shlolo oflav ulish shlolo oflav, it would be psul. That would be the diuk. But that's not true. A kaimala mixes up a little pasla. We know we hold in the Sora that if you mix us the ofla, mixes the ofla, even within shkita, it's kasher. A lot of Buddha achas must be teaching you, no, this chiddush. Even if you shech the ofla, shol the ofla, a mixture of ofla and non ofla is kasher in shkita. When we say Buddha achas, ration out of Buddha achas, since that's one of Voda, our mission also one of Voda. Okay, same exact thing. So we meet the area, Hakbisa, say Buddha achas, reishi, Buddha achas, yvshte, avodos, end of our sugya, we're never poaching the baya. Papa, which is some sort of intellectual success, that we're not posted the baya of Rav Papa. Okay, there's a few interesting things that come in here. Agav Orcha, again, it's a very, very technical Shakta Mataria. I just want to make maybe one or two ha'aros about this. Number one, the top Tosos in Daf Samach and Aleph. Okay, I guess maybe I should also mention Tosos Shantai in the chorus. The bottom Tosos in the Testament base points out there's a machlokas Rava and Abaye in Zvachim about the following case. What about Tumuras Ola Ushlamim? Let's remember. Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamim. Rav Meir says Tumuras Ola. And Rav Yossi says Chetzi Chetzi. Right? Because Achmed Markov Rav Nimas. What about Tumuras Ola Ushlamim? So Rav Yossi says again Chetzi Chetzi. Rav Meir is a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye says chetzi chetzi. Why? Because you didn't separate them. When you say Tumuras Ola Ushlam, obviously you mean for them to be chal together. And Rava says it's still only Tumuras Ola. Says Tosos, Rava hears Lishitase. I don't know what he's going to say. You know, I mean, I know what he's going to say. In the end, he decides to change the years of Rav Papa. So he'll say, Rav Papa hears Lishitase of Rava. But at first, it worked out very nicely. In the end, Rav Papa can follow Rava, since Rabbi. Rava hears Lishitase. Why? Because our Gemara is like Tumuras Ola Ushlamim. And how about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says Tosos is like Tumuras Ola Ushlamim. That's the first half of Tosos de Maskil D.E. is like Tumuras Ola Ushlamim. Sorry. And therefore, according to Rav, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. According to Vayi, there aren't. There isn't. Our Gemara says Machlokes Tanoim. So it's Rav Lishitase Tosos and our sugya is Rava. We started the gears of Boy Rava, and even when he changes the gears, they'll still say our sugya is according to Rava, even though it was Boy Rava. Then Tosos Shantz disagrees. He quotes, right? The Re says, is it the Re or Omer Re? What's the Re called in Tosos Shantz?
The Rich Book.
No. What's the Re called in Tosos Shantz?
Rebbe, yeah.
Mori, Rebbe, right? That's his Rebbe. Right, the Rashi Shant says the Talmud of the Re says my Rebbe says that, but I disagree. So Shant says no, our Mishnah is more like Tumuras Ola Utumur Shlamim, and therefore for everyone is Machlokes Tanoim. Why? Because I guess the Tosa says because over here there's not an extra word in here. Over here there's not an extra word in here, so it's like Tumuras Ola Shlamim. Says so Shant, there is an extra word. What does he say in our Mishnah? Ketzos Shlom Shlom Shlom. L'shem Pesach u'l'shem Shlomim. Could have said l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Shlomim. Why l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Shlomim? So therefore, The truth is, he really has the upper hand. He says, because L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim, is actually parallel to Tumor Zola, Tumor Shlomim, right? You have an extra word that separates them. And when you have an extra word that separates them, all of our Arab agreed that my focus on it. Tosos, I'm not even sure what Tosos' part is. Tosos thinks L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim is like Tumoris Ola Shlomim. There's no extra word to separate them. The only thing I can think is that if you go into the Shakvataria there, in the Gemara, give me a second. Let me find it by Rava. Praise Marcel, etc. Rava, I'm a Rava.
That's lovely.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to look for the right line. It's on OND, by the time he gets to it. Rav Meir says, since you make extra words, so Rava says, they only argue when you have extra words. They don't have extra words, obviously, you mean chetzi chetzi. And Abaye says, they argue even without extra words. No, it's not. I must admit, it's a little sort of eon here. There's extra words. Here there's extra words. Could have said L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim, and instead he says L'shem Pesach Shlomim. Instead he says L'shem Pesach. It's like this. Okay. Maybe the difference between them, again, it's a technical issue, but give me 1 second. In what does he say? He says this one. My Rebbe says, that's the same thing. L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim. And you could say, you should have said L'shem Pesach, U'shlomim. You said L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim, Shlomina. That it's two separate things. Could be Tosos thinks that no. That. It depends on the vav. That problem is there's a lot of gears issues here. Okay. I think I figured out Shant. Tosos, why Tosos didn't like Tosos Shants. But Tosos, so we had the Gersa. Tosos says here, he doesn't put the Gersa. Tors Ola, Tors Shlomim. So, Tors Ola, Tors Shlomim. So Tosos would say that the Iker difference is whether there is a Vav or not. And over here, there's a vav. Okay, so what would Tosos say? Tosos would say that L'shem Pesach U L'shem Shlomim. This really has to do with the intricacies of that sugya there. Has a vav like Tmuras Ola Shlomim. And therefore, it's like Tmuras Ola Shlomim. It's naturally connected. And therefore, Abaye would say there's a machlokes tanam, and only Rava would say there's a machlokes tanam. Also, Shans, it's funny, because Lashon here seems to quote our Mishnah as without a vav. So I don't know if what the real yisod of the Tosos Shans, what would he say? He said either doesn't have the vav in our Mishnah, or, and this is really a whole sugya, this is a whole very long sugya there, whether Kazayas U Kazayas or Kazayas Kazayas, whether the vav makes a difference, or the main difference is not vav, but extra word. And our sugya is an extra word, just like Tumor Zola, Tumor Shlomin, regardless of whether or not of whether or not it has above. Okay, so that's Machlokes Tosfos Tosfos Shantz. Another Shai I wanted to mention, if I have 2 minutes, is Avol B'Shtei Avodos Sevilah Meir Mode. The top Tosfos Nafsam Chum and Aleph. Im Tomar Tosfos has a question. Hey, Chim and Tokumas Nisim for a mayor. How can you say our mission like a mayor? Hakatan Nisefa L'Tmeim V'L'Tahorim Kasher. In the Seifa, remember what it says? Shalola Oklam is puzzle. L'Tmeim is puzzle. L'Arim is puzzle. And Shalola Munyam is puzzle. They shut from the Seifa. Anyone can't eat it. It's puzzle, basically. But if you mixed it, mix us Oklam, L'Tmeim and Tahorim is okay. The Amai Nima Tfos Losher Rishon. If you say our Mishnah is Rameir, then how come in the next Mishnah, L'Tmeim and Tahorim is kosher, according to Rameir, L'Tmeim and Tahorim is one of them, you say Tfos Losher Rishon, and you should all say it's only the Tmeim, and it's puzzle. Okay, V.A. Shlomar, Tos gives an answer. He gives two technical, he gives one technical answer. He says, Demas Nisin, Mayri, Kigon, the Kaimi Kame Tmeim, and Tahorim, the Amar, and Shofet, Le'elu. Okay, Dominion Acher, etc., etc. What does he say? The answer is that you're right. If you said the Tmeim, here's a fascinating question. What about Shochet L'Tmeim V'L'Tahorim Aliba D'Rabbi Meir? L'Tmeim V'L'Tahorim Aliba D'Rabbi Meir. What does Tosfos say? Says Tosfos that it is puzzle. It's Tfos Lashon Rishon. And it's only for Tmeim. And what's the case that's kosher? The kosher case is Le'elu, which just happens to have Tmeim and Tahorim. Okay, did you have to read Tosos here? Do you have to read a Tosos? Might you have disagreed with this Tosos? Could you have disagreed with this Tosos? As opposed to.
Here it's mutually
right. L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim are opposites. L'tmeim and L'tahorim is just sharing. It's just a chabura, right? Meaning maybe the whole machlokes about tfos lashon rishon and not tfos lashon rishon is when there's a sphere between the lashonos. Now again, in some sugyas and shas it's used when the sphere is very subtle, like there's different halachic kolinos. But nonetheless, when they are different, there's a stira between different halachic categories. Over here, there's no, it's Tzmeim and Tzahorim. I want to feed it to Tzmeim and Tzahorim. How much can I feed to one guy? I want to feed some of it to Tzmeim and some of it to Tzahorim. If you look in the back of your handy-dandy Shas, I know everyone's back with the Shas organized differently. The Rabbi Eliezer Meir Horowitz actually says this. Eliezer Moshe Levi Horowitz, he actually does argue in Tosos for precisely this reason. And he says, Venera, he says, Tosos, Dibra Maskel, which Maskel is this? Aval? Lanias Night, if he had Gavna, Loshai Klaut, Tos Losha Misho, Kin Tarbai, you listen to him. The Matsu may have laid Tayo Tarim. There's no issue with Tos Losha Misho, there's no Stima. So it says, where he was our mayor, where he was our Moshe Horowitz, in the back of the Gemara, he says, Kosher, De, in stira, bang shvei halashonos. Yes, there's also mishnah lachon and there's tmeim and tahorim. But tmeim and tahorim work well together. There's no need to choose one over the other. Both lashonos work together. You're feeding it to tmeim and tahorim. I know tmeim is old, tmeim is shlomim. You could say it's half and half, but they're two stiras. You just could say half and half. But over here, there's no stira at all. When I said I was feeding it to tmeim, I meant I'll feed some of it to tmeim. I said, feed the Torah, I'm going to feed some of it to Tahorim. And therefore, there's no stira, there's no sugya, tfos lashon rishon, tfos lashon acharon, only when there is a stira. Okay, Tosos thinks even when there's no stira, there's still a sugya, tfos lashon rishon, and tfos lashon, and tfos lashon acharon, even when, excuse me, there's no stira whatsoever. Okay, now, this is getting very complicated, how you answer up all the sugyas in Tzvachim. No, we could go into how to answer up every sugya of Kosloch music, Kosloch and Shas to everyone. But we will not, because it will be very hard to get clarity. But Tosos here seems to view it much more technically. Even the Tzmeim and the Tahorim, which is not like the Shem Pesach, Shem Shlom, or Tzvach, Old Tzvach, Shlom, which are two competing things. Even the Tzmeim and Tahorim, which seem to work very well together, Rav Meir would still say Tos, Lashem, Rishon. Just technically, whenever you said first, it's Chal, before it ever said second. And once it's the Tzmeim, then it's not the Tahorim. While the Rav Meir Harwitz seems to view it a little more intuitively, as, he went two different competing things. Then Ramir says the first one is Chal before the second one. And then the second one gets sidelined. But when they work together, obviously you mean them both together. Okay, that can be very... this is really the tension underlying all the sugya. The problem is hard to get clarity. When Ramir, Rabbi Yossi is not a chiddush. He says, everything you said counts. Rabbi Yossi is really not a chiddush. Of course, everything you said counts. So Ramir is the chiddush. Tfos Lashon Rishon and ignore Lashon Achron. That's a big chiddush, tfos lashon rishon, and ignore lashon achron. Right? So the question is, what exactly does Rav Meir mean? How much is this intuitive? How much is this technical? Does he mean you really meant the lashon rishon more? Does he mean, no, you really meant for the lashon rishon to be separate from lashon achron, and then the lashon rishon is chal, and then the lashon achron just has no room to be chal? Or does he mean, no, regardless of what you meant? Like, you just take your words and parse them one at a time, whether you like it or not. Very technically. So I think it also has to do with Machlokas, Abai and Rava. What if you said towards Olo Shlomim in a way that seemed to join them? Then Abai says, obviously, then you meant it to be one joint statement, not to be two separate statements. While Rava says, still, very, very technically, we separate them. Okay, that's really the underlying tension between Rav Meir. Does Rav Meir mean, like, regardless of what you think? And some sugyas analyze Rav Meir in terms of what you think, some don't. Regardless of what you think, we just take one word at a time, and we process the first word and ignore the second word. Or does he mean, no, it depends what you mean. If you meant it to be one joint halos, it's one joint halos. If you meant it to be two separate things, then the first thing is chal, and then the second thing can't be chal anymore because it's too late. So here, Tosos is being more technical, and Merulazar Moshe Harv is being more intuitive. Here, Abaye is being more intuitive, and Rav is being more technical in terms of where to draw the line. I just want to end with one ha'ara, which is Tosas Master Shalom Shalom Shmuel Mibaya. V'im Tomer, ki nam yamrina bavoda achas. Tikshile, and then we're going to leave Tos Lashon Rishon. Ki nam yamrina bavoda achas, tikshile, ki hashna, l'shmo shalom shmo pasu, shalom shalom shmo l'shmo mibaya. That feeler mayor to poly lashmo shalom shalom lashmo lashmo dead to the kuli amma tfos lashon rishon. That's the question. The Gemara asked the question. If it was shtei avodos, it would be, if it was shtei avodos, it would be redundant. What does the Gemara say? If it's shtei avodos, then if lishmo that the shalolishmo is pasol, then there's no need to lifsol shalolishmo the lishmo. Okay, that's the Gemara. Well, what's the deep? What's Tosas Kasha? Right? Gemara. Tosos is Kasha is even if it's avoda achas. Why not say the same thing? Like, how is this proving that it's avodah achas? Say the same thing. Even if it's avodah achas, say the same thing. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo is pasul. There's no need to pasul shalo lishmo v'lishmo kakasha. How do we say it can't be shtei avodos? Can't be shtei avodos. You also can't be avodah achas. How does it prove that avodah achas is the same question? The Gemara asks, don't say shtei avodos, then it's redundant. It's obvious. The avodah achas is also obvious. If the shmo first is possible, shmo shmo first is sure possible. So if the avodah achas is also obvious, and Tosas has two answers. First answer, he says, is the ibavodah achas mayrikomashlo koshbir for kuntras, quoting Rashi, the ones lina basal achron. Lafugim benanas, the Israeli parent based court, post Lashon Achron, the Gamri, the Vatal Rishon. Verim a Faresh, the Babuna Achas, the Shabbat, Tony Shalosh, the Shmo, Agav, the Shmo, came to Shem of the Achas, which would be the answer in the end anyway. But this is not happy. Here are the two answers. Says Rashi, no. Necessary, well, first quotes Rashi. Necessary, Laafuke, Midaas, Benanas, Ditfos Rak, Lashon Achron. There's a banana, so it's only Lashon Achron. So this is a Neser Lafuke, Mi Benanas. Okay, if it's a Bada Achas, you need to teach us Lafuke, Benanas, that the Shalosh, Lashmo, Sally of Apostle, it's Benanas with Kasher. While the second day, who's the second day on Tosos? The Re says what the Gemara is in the end going to say, even for Shnei Avodos, but it was obvious for Avodos. No, it's within one Avoda, it's not necessary, but justified for parallelism. With one avoda, it's not necessary. It's just fine for parallelism. Meaning, do you need to lafuki for bananas or not? That seems to be my focus. Rashi says lafuki bananas. Meaning, let's think again. What comes out of this? Sounds like bananas would say tfos lashon achron. Remember, that's neither opinion nor sugya, right? Rabbi Yossi says ach b'gvar dvar, tfos both of them, or maybe it's the beginning. Rashi says there's also bananas, a stealth bananas, not mentioned in our sugya, who would say only tfos lashon achron. And therefore, it would have been necessary to write this and not think bananas. Maybe the Re thinks bananas would not say that here. Meaning it could be that the Re would reject Rashi. You never know, maybe he just had another idea. But it could be he would say bananas is not relevant here. And that's a fascinating question. Is bananas relevant here or not? Where's bananas found? In Bava Basra. Here, I'll just point out something interesting. There are 9 sugyas of tfos lashon in shas. How many did I say? 9? 9 sugyas of tfos lashon x in shas. There is Psachim, Nidarim, Nazir, Zvachim, Menachos, 2 in Menachos, and Tmura. And there is Bab Metzia and Bab Basra. I checked in the Bar Ilan, 9 tfos lashons in shas. However, that's 9, right? However, 7 of them use the phrase tfos lashon rishon, as opposed to after verse. 7 of them use the phrase tfos lashon achron. Now, sounds almost like the same thing, right? If not tfos lashon rishon, tfos lashon achron. 7 of them have a sheet of tfos lashon achron, use that phrase. 7 of them have a sheet of tfos lashon rishon, use that phrase. 7 of them bring in Rabbi Yossi or Meir from Tamura. All those 7 bring in Rabbi Yossi or Meir directly or indirectly. One of them brings in other Tanai, who will be other Sugya associated. Brings away Shammai Zillel, who had earlier been associated with Rav Meir Rav Yossi. 2 of them never bring in Rav Yossi and Rav Meir from a Sefes Tumura. Meaning they have different, they have similar language but different language. Here the language is Tfos Lashon Rishon or not, and here the language is Tfos Lashon Achron or not, which I would not have made a big deal out of. Okay, they're the same sugya. Just one says one side, one's the other side. This has Rav Yossi and Rav Meir and all these sugyas, and the other gemaras, do not have Rav Yossi and Rav Meir in those sugyas. Hey, Rav Yossi makes a cameo appearance there. They don't have Rav Yossi and Meir in those sugyas. Rather, they have Benanas and the various other Tanaim. And what's the main difference, guess, between these sugyas? 7 of them are about Karbanos or Nidarim, and Nidarim are very close to Karbanos, and 2 of them are Now, you never know in Talmud Bavli, but they're about Menkach Menkar. What's the case? I say to you, here's the rental contract. It is one gold coin a month, 12 gold coins per year. And guess what happens? They make a leap year. So is it one per month or 12 per year? Et cetera, et cetera. And all similar cases, right? This is all Kadshim Unidarim, which are very similar to Kadshim, and this is all Dini Mamanos contract law. The simple shot is that these are two, meaning Rashi thinks these sugyas are related, at least by half a meter. I can't promise Laskana. Ah, Ben Nanas could have had an opinion here, at least by half a meter. Maybe the Re, I'm basically reading my own wish list into the Re. Right? Maybe the Re would say, no, it's not Mahotzi Benanis. There is no Benanis here. There's no Hakmina Benanis here. You're mixing up two sugyas that are similar sounding, but Chazal are very careful. Why do they call it full social afro there and full social rishon here? Not that they have to be analyzing those sugyas. They want to emphasize, no. There's a full social afro in this sugya, but not in that sugya. Because they're really two separate sugyas. We don't want to use any of the exact same words in these sugyas. They're two separate sugyas. Maybe they're two separate sugyas, but not right. One is a sugya of Dinei Mamonos. When people make a contract with each other and their language is unclear, are they somech das on the first language? Are they going somech das on the second language? Or are we mesupik? Right? There's also a shita that we're mesupik there. That's the whole question. Would you take all the hachra, there's a hachra that we're mesupik there. Would you take that and say we're also mesupik here? Right? So the Rambam does it there, but says, why doesn't he take the hachra that we're mesupik? The answer is two separate. One is a sugya of what people are somech das on in Dinei Mamonos. The other is the sugya of how things are chal, especially if you're more technically. There's no room for technicality to be mamonos, but in chaluyos, no. Every word of your neder is a neder, and once you make the first word, it might be too late to make the second word, even though you also meant the second word. Every word of your kachim shma is a chalos, or tour is a chalos, right? Tour is actually kachim and neder, right? It's like a dasha. So anyway, la'anias daiti is nearer to me, particularly the more technically make our sugya, as opposed to intuitive psychological, but even psychologically, it's a difference between what two people are somech das in a contract versus whether I mean to say things as separate stages or as one stage. Especially in the Dini Mamonos, when I say one per year, one per month, 12 per year, it's not an issue. Do I mean the one per month separate from the 12 per year or the one per month? No, I just made a mistake and said that I'm going to associate myself. As opposed to here, no, I'm saying two things. Did I mean those two things to be an integrated whole, or do I mean those things to be two separate points? And if they're two separate points, then one might not allow room for the other, because once one is chal, it's too late to make the other be chal. So l'anias daiti, and Rashi only saying the half meaning. You never know when someone said half meaning, how seriously they mean it. But I wouldn't even say the half meaning of Rashi. I was under the read here. Don't bring Benanis into here, because there are nine sugyas in Shas, two sugyas have Benanis and have Rav, etc. Seven sugyas have Rabbi Yossi or Meir, some of them also get Bechami Bishilla, the word says hold like Rabbi Yossi or Meir, respectively. Some are about Kachim and Adarim, not in regular Svehetra, but really Kachim and Adarim. Some are about Dine Mamonos, Ben Adam Chaviro, Ben Adam Lamakal. Some are about just stupid mistakes. And some are about when I am saying, maybe also some stupid mistakes there, but some are about when you separate things or put them together, and that's all of our sugyas. And there's no such sheet, there's no sheet as Tosos and Achron there. Where's there room for Tosos and Achron? Either you put them together and you're told it's everything, so it's an integrated whole, or you view it as two separate inyan. If it's two separate inyan, the first one's chal, there's no time for the second one to be chal. As those over there, the question is what people are so much nas on, what they mainly focus on when they make a deal between themselves. It's not a matter of the power of my words, it's a matter of the understanding between us. Here is the power of my words being chal, here is the understanding between us, really never the twin shall meet. There's so many differences between them, therefore, maybe even Rashi would admit to me, say, I was only saying that as a silly half meter, I didn't take it too seriously. But at the very least, maybe the Re, that could be a reason I'm speculating, Stan, why he would trick Rashi again, speculating because I think he should. That these sugyas are totally unrelated. If you look, just do your bar line search, find the nine sugyas, you'll see there's nothing in common whatsoever. Some Rishon and Achron would love to bring them together in various places. But it could be that we would say that's all one big mistake and misunderstanding. Rashi here doesn't mention the person Ben Anas. Maybe I was fooled by Tosos. Interesting. You're right. You're right. Meaning even Rashi doesn't mention Benadus. Only Tosos. Maybe Rashi said you could have had a stupid Havamina. But he doesn't mention Benadus. You're right. I miss falsely. Thank you for saving Rashi and falsely accused. Right? It's Tosos Alpi Rashi. Rashi himself never said Benadus. Maybe Rashi, he knows he shouldn't bring Benadus in here. He just thinks someone could have had a strange idea as a Havamina. That's a good point. Meaning Rashi would say, you could have had a strange Havamina. Don't bring Benadus. That's a separate sugya. They're in serious. While Tosos quotes Rashi as saying, no, Benanus, after all, maybe Benanus would apply here. So maybe it's only Tosos, anonymous Tosos, they were Rashi, takes it seriously, not Tosos themselves. But simple shot is they're completely unrelated sugyas and never the twain shall meet. Okay, we'll pick up Mirz Hashem next year with the next sugya, and we'll start with the Gemara. The Gemara is from the fifth line of Dasanach of Deis, Ibayelahu Pesach Sheshachdo. B'shar Yimos Hashanah, until the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So let's start with Gemara Rashi Tosos, to the fifth line of Samach Aleph Beis, till the Mishnah of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. That is nice to focus for the rest of the day, and then I'll send out Mirza Shem more Makaras. And some things will tie into some things we mentioned today. Yes? Where? Uh-oh. Nun Gimel or Mem Gimel? Nun Gimel on the base. At the top. The sheet is from Yossi Gamer Af, because I looked for close slush, I didn't look for Afik Mark Barak. Okay, Gamer Af. You're right. It comes in also in the Nun Gimel on the base in Sakha, but it doesn't change the pattern. Okay, it's good. Right, I did a very long search for close slush, and we should close slush on Afik Mark Barak. Okay,
are you still
proper
on mine?
You got the last board?
Yeah, you should have it already.
Okay, have a good Shabbos, everybody.
So I see some discussion over